Máscaras. I want to talk to you guys about my experience with the máscara, mis experiencias con la máscara, de dónde viene la máscara, where does the mask come from, what does the mask represent. I have different examples of the mask making that I do, and I first got into masks when as a young man. My father used to take me to a Yaqui Indian village, un pueblo indígena, de los Yaquis in Arizona, where the Yaquis blend their ancient native customs with a mix of Catholic traditions. And they celebrate the Easter ceremonies, las ceremonias de la Pascua. And in these ceremonies, they dress up with masks, and they represent the Pharisees, the Pharisees. And at the end of the pageantry, they burn the masks to rid the village of the evil that exists in the village. And the masks in this village of Guadalupe are exquisite, and they're made by the Yaquis themselves. Some of the masks are carved out of wood, and others are made out of leather and wood and furs. But they're very uncomfortable. They're very difficult to wear because it's un sacrificio, it's a sacrifice that they make, a penance they make during Lent when they're preparing for the mask ceremony. The first time I saw masks were in Guadalupe. I saw masks as a young boy growing up at the Yaqui ceremonies. Desde muy niño yo había visto las ceremonias de los Yaquis, porque mi familia tiene herencia de los Yaqui. My family has Yaqui heritage, so my father took me to the Yaqui village every year to witness the ceremonies. But for me, it was an experience like the mask, transformed my life, because I could see that the people that use the masks were transformed by the mask. Yo vi el poder de transformar que tiene la máscara, the transformation power of the mask. Y me interesó mucho. And I've always been interested in portraiture, in people's faces. A mí me encanta la gente. A mí me encantan las caras de la gente, la diversidad de nuestra comunidad. Diversity. I love to celebrate diversity through my art, as you can see in the mural, in the masks hanging on the wall. So in 1972, I went to Mexico. Fui a México a estudiar arte. I went to study art. Quería estudiar muralismo y escultura en México. But in Mexico, I became fascinated with the mask. La máscara, sobre todo la máscara antigua, the ancient mask of Mexico. And one of the first faces I remember seeing in Mexico como una máscara was el viejito, the old man. In Mexico, they call him Huehue, Huehue Teotl, the god of fire. And he's represented by an old man with missing teeth, with a big smile. And he's very highly venerated, very well loved by the Mexican people because he represents el abuelo. He represents the wise man, the grandfather that brings us fire, that cooks our food, that keeps our home warm, and in doing so, keeps the family together. Él representa la familia y la unión de nuestras familias. And in Mexico, since ancient times, all the way until today, you see the dance of the viejito, el baile de los viejitos, where people, mostly children, put on la cara de los viejitos, and they move and act and dance like the viejitos. So this is a very important face in Mexico, Huehue Teotl, the god of fire. And now, even though many people have forgotten that it is Huehue Teotl, they just represent him interpret him as an old man. But this is a face that goes back to ancient times. I didn't realize until I went back to Mexico that the ancient Mexicans were the first culture in the world to express human emotion in artwork. Los mexicanos antiguos fueron los primeros en el mundo a expresar el sentimiento humano. antes de los griegos, los romanos, los chinos, before anybody, the Mexicans were expressing human emotion. And when I realized that, and I saw the faces of the masks in ancient Mexico, some carved in stone and some carved in ceramic, you see a face very much like this, las caras totonacas. You see those beautiful smiling faces, and you see a whole range of human expression in Mexico. When I discovered this, I discovered the artist within me. Cuando yo descubrí eso, yo descubrí también el artista adentro de mí. O sea, mi filosofía artística vino de esa tradición antigua mexicana. So I assumed that ancient tradition of Mexican art to express human emotion, a expresar el sentimiento humano, and everything that we have in common, todo lo que tenemos en común como seres humanos, es lo que yo quería expresar a través de mi obra. So in Mexico, I started doing sculpture, I started doing masks, but first I started doing masks in clay and in paper, in papel y barro. Y después, cuando yo descubrí mis propias raíces, after having discovered my own roots, quería descubrir más de otras culturas. When I discovered my own roots, I became interested in other cultures, and I began to see what other cultures had to offer. Yo descubrí que Japón tenía una tradición tremenda de máscaras. I discovered that Japan had a great tradition in mask making, and I wanted to go to Japan to study masks, because it has one of the richest mask-making traditions in the world. When I went to Japan, I studied Buddhist art. Cuando fui a Japón, estudié el arte de los budistas, que es japonesa, pero viene de la China antigua. It's Japanese, but it comes from the ancient art of China. And I discovered in the Chinese and Japanese mask were very similar to the Mexican masks, especially the masks that were smiling. Había muchas cosas en común, como las máscaras mexicanas con las máscaras japonesas y chinas también. So I learned to carve wood in Japan with the Japanese. Yo aprendí tallar la madera en Japón, y las máscaras que yo hago ahora en madera son de caoba. I make masks almost exclusively out of mahogany, but I use other materials as well. And I work in the Japanese tradition, in la tradición japonesa, con herramientas japonesas también. And then the Japanese tools are primarily very sharp knives. Son cuchillos muy, muy, muy filosos. So I love to explore all the variety of humanity, you know, explorar todo lo que existe en la humanidad, como la juventud, la belleza de los jóvenes, y también la belleza de los viejitos. As you can see here. Son varios ejemplos de lo que yo hago. These are just a few examples of the kind of masks I made. Esta máscara es el profeta, the prophet. So you can see that they are all very different, but they're all very similar as well, stylistically. Son todos completamente diferentes, pero según el estilo, hay algo muy, muy en común. Beyond, huh? ¿Hay preguntas? Any questions you have before we go on? Yes, sir.
At your school?
Oh, he saw a story about a mask, but they weren't made in wood. Any other questions about the mask before we go on? No? Okay. When I was in Japan, after Japan, in Mexico, and then Japan, and then Indonesia, and then Alaska, I went to make masks. So yo fui a Japón, a México, a Indonesia, a China, Alaska, a estudiar el cómo hacer la máscara y también el uso de la máscara. So while I was seeing making masks, I was also seeing masks being used. O sea, cuando yo estaba haciendo las máscaras, también estaba viendo el uso de las máscaras entre los pueblos indígenas y los pueblos nativos. So I wanted to use the mask myself and use the power of the mask, el poder de la máscara, quería utilizar yo para hacer para que inspirar, motivar cambios sociales entre la juventud, to try to apply my art to the community as a form of social service. So I created a program, I call it Face to Face in a Frenzy. Es como una obra de teatro donde yo utilizo las máscaras. Pero yo tuve que inventar una máscara apropiada para mí. I felt I had to invent another kind of mask other than the wooden masks. Because the wooden masks, even if they're well made, they look like masks. They feel like a mask, you know? I wanted to make a mask that would disappear. Quería hacer la máscara desaparecer. Invisible, an invisible mask. So I created what's called the invisible mask. So I'm going to show you an example of the mask and talk about the characters. This first character, most of my characters, I like to use humor. Me gusta utilizar o poner el humor en el trabajo, pero también hay ciertos personajes que están muy serios, ¿ok? Entonces, ahí les va.
Man, what you looking at, man? I don't know you. You don't know me. ¿Por qué me miran? ¿No me conocen? You think you know me. You think you know all about me. What you don't see is the reality that I represent. The shadow of a man drowning in the depths of a drunken stupor. Roadkill on the highway to progress. Carnal debris in the crusade to civilize the savage. I'm everything America wants to forget about. An abandoned child left to suffer the centuries of poverty and neglect all the way into the 21st century. America, where violence is a way of life, a pastime for profit, perfected on the Indian people and passed on to the mainstream like a smallpox-infected blanket given as a gift to gullible and naive Pocahontas wannabe! I fooled you. Hey, man, you take yourself too serious. Hey, man, I'm not going crazy. I'm going to the Indian gaming casino. Hey, you want to come along? Bring your credit card, baby. The reconquest has just begun! ¿Qué pasa, raza? Híjole, it's good to be here today, ese. No, de veras, la pura neta, ¿sabes qué? Híjole, cómo me gusta el Holden Village. No, no, de veras, ¿sabes qué? Híjole, man, this is a big departure from my barrio, ese. Completamente diferente, carnal. Híjole, bien suave. Yo puedo caminar por las calles todo tranquilo. Nadie me molesta. You know, hey, man, it's cool, ¿sabes qué? Especially now, durante abriendo caminos, hasta la comida me cae. Híjole, de veras. No, ¿sabes qué? Me gusta estar aquí, bro. ¿Sabes por qué? Because everybody's cool, man. No, de veras. Híjole, man. Back in the real world, man, I walk down the street and people get out of the way. No, de veras. ¿Sabes qué? Everywhere I go, people are afraid of me, man. No, for real. People think they know what I'm all about, but they don't, carnal. People think that I'm some kind of a dangerous, despicable, drunk and disorderly, drug addicted, derelict, deadbeat dad with some diabolical disease here to disrupt democracy. And man, what's up with that, man? Híjole, man, hey, man, I'm a sensitive vato. And man, I got feelings too, eh? Yeah, that's right, man. No, but hey, you probably noticed my superb command of the English language. Hey, man, that's because I'm a poet. You know, people call me all kinds of things like El Cholo Chulo. But I prefer El Vato Poeta, carnal. Simón, que, hey, man, yo soy poeta. That's right, man. I dictate delectable diatribes and rico suave metaphors to express eloquently the agony and the ecstasy of the Chicano homeboy in his quest to rediscover Aztlán, our homeland. Hey, man, I can write poetry in Spanish too, ese. Yo les digo, hermanitos, que tienen el poder de conquistar la vida, de ganar y no perder. Para confrontar los líos, pónganse a pensar. Calmen la movida. Hay que estudiar. No dejen la escuela. Es tuyo este mundo. Con ganas y respeto, planea tu futuro. La vida es una lucha. Les digo la verdad. Agárrense la onda. Órale, carnal. ¿Sabes qué? Hija, man, I'm so bad, isn't it? I'm thinking about running for president of the United States, man. See, America could use a vato like me, man. Hey, ¿sabes qué? Hey, man, you know, there's a lot of changes to be made, ¿verdad? And I can do it. ¿Y sabes qué? If I was president, you know the first thing I would do? I would add some color to the red, white, and blue. Yeah. The first thing I would do, I would get all these vatos that paint over here at Holden Village, all the painters. I would take them over to Washington, and I would repaint the White House. I would paint the East Wing red and the West Wing green, and I would leave the middle white. ¿Sabes qué? And then I would redecorate everything, man. I would take down all those old paintings on the walls, and I would put up my posters of Che, Pancho Villa, Emiliano Zapata, Bob Marley, and Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And then I would have a big old fiesta out in the Rose Garden, have tacos de carne asada, and celebrate to the music of Selena and Carlos Santana. Imagínense, me, an all-American, redneck Mexican homeboy, as commander-in-chief. Híjole, man. Imagine that. Ooh, I like the chief part. I could be the Geronimo of my generation. I could keep Cesar Chavez's legacy alive by being the Messiah for the migrant, the malnourished, and the misled. Together, we could break down the walls of a border built to conceal corrupt corporations who contaminate the ecology and all the time to conspire to incarcerate people of color. Oh, man. I could be the missionary to mainstream America who maintain their lavish lifestyles safe inside their segregated sanctuaries, lapping in the lap of luxury, praying for their own salvation, and all the time committing the same sins their Savior sacrificed his life to forgive. I'm bad. I know it equally, man. Hey, man, so when the time comes, I want you to remember to vote for me, El Vato Poeta, your multicultural connection with a cosmic connotation. Hey, nos miramos. Probando. Can you hear me out there? Can you hear me? Híjole, no oigo nada. Can you hear me now? I still got one good ear and one good eye. Híjole, mira nomás qué bonito. Hijo, qué suave. Ay, y me gasta toda la raza aquí, híjole, qué bueno. Mira, sabes que yo soy bien viejito, I'm an old man, pero, you know, I love to have company, ¿entiendes? Me encanta tener gente conmigo, ¿sabes por qué? Porque siempre ando solo. I'm always by myself. You know, nobody wants to be with los viejitos anymore. Ya no nos quieren a los viejitos, ¿verdad? No, nos quieren poner para allá en un fold, folks home and wait for us to drop dead. Híjole, yo estoy muy viejito, pero yo no quiero morir. Yo tengo muchas cosas que hacer. I got a lot of things I want to do, a lot of places I want to go, a lot of things I want to see. I still got one good eye. Híjole, ¿sabes qué? Yo quiero hablar con los muchachitos, con los morritos, pero ellos no quieren escuchar un viejo como yo. Oh, I know how it is. Nowadays, ustedes, los niños, you just want to listen to the rap music all the time, ¿verdad? Híjole, man. Well, I was thinking about it, tú sabes, de que para que me pongan atención los niños, maybe I need to talk like they talk, you know, maybe listen to the music that they listen to. So I decided I was going to come out of retirement and I was going to become a rapero. Hey, why not? Hey, man, I could become the grandpa of hip-hop. Simon, I went out and I changed my name. My new rapper name is... Híjole, I forgot. What is it now? Oh, yeah. Ice Age. I went out and I recorded a new CD, you know, para los jóvenes, for the young people. And hey, would you like to hear the cut off my new CD? Yeah? Okay, muy bien. It goes like this, mira. let's see, how does it go again? What did I say my name was? Oh, yeah. I les va, mira. Let's see, okay. Ice Age. The Boogie Preacher. A culture warrior. Student and teachers. I'd like to share my point of view, what I consider to be the truth. There's many stories I'd like to tell. So lend an ear, my friend, and listen well. My message is simple. I'll make it clear. This ain't no jive, people. This old dog's for real. If staying in school just ain't your thing, if you're so smart, homeboy, then stop and think. They say that there are three R's. How could it be that tough? Reading, writing, arithmetic, to me, that ain't enough. Rhythm, rhyme, and reason. Now the R's are six. Rapping 101, I've added to the list. Reading, I love to read. I do it every day. Writing to express poetic fits of rage. Arithmetic to calculate with my very own mind. Rhythm so I can get down whenever I feel inclined. Rhyme so I can wrap myself right around the beat. Reason to reach my goals. I think you all agree. Knowledge is power and you can take command. Win the war on ignorance, the future is in your hands. ¿Les gustó? Híjole, qué bueno, qué bueno. Well, that's good because I'm not done yet. ¿Qué tal un rap en español? Simón, dale, dale, va. Yo soy chicano, señores. Nací al lado americano. Para México soy pocho. No me aceptan mis hermanos. Los güeros me discriminan. Como si fuera extranjero. A pesar que esta tierra fue de México primero. Me da mucho sentimiento que México no me quiera. Porque a México lo quiero como mi tierra. Yo soy purito chicano, de raza que no se raja. Mi padre nació en Sonora y mi madre, pura chicana. Ellos a mí me inculcaron su cultura desde chavo. No es mi culpa haber nacido acá, este lado del Bravo. Unidos a César Chávez, los mexicoamericanos, luchamos por la justicia para todo mexicano. Y por mi educación bilingüe, hablo chicano y gabacho. Ya con esto me despido. Hasta luego. Ya los guacho. It's coming to me now. Last night, I had a dream. Jaman, I had a dream that there was peace spread throughout the land, that all the bitter enemies had come to understand that hatred, it's an evil thing destined to destroy. The differences between us is something to enjoy. I had a dream that all the guns were buried in the past, and that all kids passed the Ames test and loved to go to class. I had a dream that nobody would ever feel neglect, and the teachers, they were our heroes and treated with respect. I had a dream, brothers and sisters, that the world was united. All the borders disappeared, no longer divided. I had a dream that drug abuse was a thing of the past, and all those drunk driving fatalities, they came to an end at last. I had a dream that AIDS at long last had a cure, and that rape, it was now unheard of and never did occur. I had a dream of fresh, clean water, plentiful and sweet, a breath of fresh, clean air for everyone to breathe. I had a dream that all the forests and animals, they were safe, and that the ocean, it was pure, free from toxic waste. I had a dream that poverty no longer did exist. And now I only have one dream, and this here is my wish. That everybody would be free from violence and from crime. I hope my dream comes true for your sake and for mine. John, my peace, brother, one love. Peace out.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias. Thank you. This is just a small part of a show. Actually, the show that I do for schools and for communities is about 10 characters altogether. Así que esta es nomás una parte pequeña del show completo que yo hago para la comunidad y para los jóvenes. Any questions about the characters, about the monologues? Yes, sir.
What was the first one?
The first one I call the warrior. Yes, as a matter of fact, I do quite a few women. I'm sorry I didn't bring any women this time. But women is my specialty. I brought women last time. I'll bring some women. I'm sorry I didn't bring any. Any other questions? No, come on, you guys. I put myself out here, and everybody's all quiet. And everything. There's one over there? Yes, sir. The one that has funny, okay. That's a comment. Any other questions? Questions, yes, sir. Well, I'm working on a DVD right now of the performance. So hopefully by the next time we come to Holden, that'll be available. And I do have cards. I'll put my cards out here. You can take some cards, and the website will have the information on the DVD, okay? And I'll leave the masks out here if you want to come look at them. These masks here, these are the masks that I was talking about, the invisible masks. And these are the masks that I created. I invented this process of making masks here. And then these are the wooden masks. As a matter of fact, I do have these masks for sale, the wooden masks, yes. ¿Cómo? Ah, en español, la máscara que yo utilicé para la obra son máscaras que yo hago. Bueno, yo hago todas las máscaras, pero es un tipo especial que yo inventé, ese tipo de máscara. Yes. What inspired the monologues? ¿Qué inspiración? ¿De dónde saco la inspiración? Pues me inspira la gente. People inspire me. And all these characters, todos los personajes, son gente de mi vida. Son amigos, parientes, vecinos. So they're all friends and neighbors. And some of them are a combination of people. So I get my information from other people, and I meet people like the El Vato Poeta. I grew up with guys like that. You know, yo fui criado con los cholos, así como este tipo. Entonces, yo los conozco muy bien. So, yeah, that's where I get my examples. And the monologues, I get inspired from Antonio Machado. He's the one of my main inspirations. Yes. What projects am I working on now? ¿En cuáles proyectos estoy ahora? Now I'm working with the behavior health care and working with drug addicts, people with alcohol problems, domestic abuse, and all of those things, using my art as part of the healing process. Entonces estoy utilizando mi obra ahora como en las artes de curar a la gente en cuanto abuso de drogas, abuso doméstica, todos los problemas que nos enfrentan ahora en nuestra sociedad. So I'm trying to apply my art, as I mentioned before, as a social service and as a weapon of mass instruction. You can use that in your next thing, Tony. Yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. The mask for me is in the transformation of the mask, the power is a special effect. Es un efecto especial que yo uso para, you know, to capture my audience and to maintain their interest, especially in young people. Because every time we go to a movie or we watch TV, we're seeing special effects, ¿verdad? En las películas, en la televisión, gastan mucho dinero, millones de dólares en efectos especiales. Yo no soy millonario. I'm not a millionaire. So I have to create my own special effects. So that's where the transformation power comes in. You don't see me. No me ven a mí. Ven solamente el personaje, the person that I'm portraying. Yes, anything else? Yes. Gracias. Yo tengo como 10 años ahora haciendo este show con máscaras. How about 10 years making this show? Y la inspiración, the inspiration was seeing all great mask makers use masks in different countries. Primero me inspiraron un grupo en México que se llamaba Los Mascarones, un grupo de teatro, un grupo de la calle. Y también los mascareros de Japón, de Bali, de Alaska. So mask performance, particularly native mask performance in different parts of the world. That's where I got a lot of my inspiration and was able to see the possibilities of the mask to transform not only me, but to transform the whole environment. O sea, la máscara no solamente transforma a mí, pero también a todo el lugar, el sitio. Anything else? Yes, sir. Un político. Have I done a politician? No, todavía no. Tengo otros personajes también que estoy haciendo, pero un político hasta ahora no, todavía no. Solamente el Vato Poeta que quiere ser candidato para presidente. Yeah. Well, I choose to do the most difficult audiences in the world, junior high school students. They're the hardest, but they're the most important because they're still impressionable. And so I do a lot of junior highs, but I also do every other level of society, elementary school, junior high school, colleges, universities, communities, everywhere, donde quiera. Uh-huh. The homeless. There's a story that I tell that I do all kinds of audiences, and every audience is a challenge. One of the most amazing audiences, uno de los grupos más increíbles que he tenido, fue un grupo de HIV-infected homeless men. ¿Cómo se dice en español? Hombres con SIDA de la calle, destrampados completamente. And I had a whole room full of them. Tenía un cuarto lleno de estos hombres, enfermos, perdidos. And when I saw them, yo los estaba mirando a ellos, they looked like they didn't have anything to offer. Parecía que no tenía nada que ofrecer, ¿entiendes? So I did the show. Hice el show. Y estaban muy animados. They were very animated and laughing and participating. And después, when I finished, cuando terminé, les pregunté, does anybody have any comments? ¿Hay algún comentario? And the person sitting in front, el hombre enfrente, me dijo, sí. Pregunta, ask a man how he feels, and he'll hesitate. But put a mask on him, and he'll tell you the truth. Winston Churchill. Entonces me dijo, pregunta a un hombre cómo se siente, y va a qué? ¿Cómo se dice hesitate? A dudar. Pero si le pones una máscara, te va a decir la verdad. Y eso dijo Winston Churchill. Entonces me dijo algo increíble. ¿Entiendes? Algo muy inteligente. So you never know what to expect. Through my mask making, my show is a celebration of diversity. And for me, what I want people to see is that there's beauty and God in everybody, no matter how ugly they are. Okay, algo más? Okay, muchas gracias. Thank you very much.